On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, Why People Leave Church. And we learned one thing. First, people leave church because of a lack of assurance. And there's one more reason why people leave church. So open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse number 12, as we take a look in the book.
The saints of God at that little church, the ones that stayed, he's warning them to love not the world. Don't you fall in love with the world. Don't even fall in love with the things of this world. Because any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. John said, don't start focusing on the world. Because you focus on the world, you're going to start loving the world. And John said, John says, I already done been out there, so let me tell you, if you're trying to go out there, let me tell you what's out there. He says, all that's out there, it ain't number three things out there. He says, it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He says, and that's not of the Father. Those three things is not of the Father. But it's all of the world. And you have to be very careful when you talk about loving the world, because people got it crossed. It's really lust. A lot of folks who talk about love is really lust. Yeah, and you got to know the difference between love and lust. See, lust is unauthorized desire. It's wanting something that God didn't authorize you to have. James talks about the danger. He talks about the danger of having lust. In James chapter 1, he talks about the danger of having lust. Verse number 13 and 14, it says, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when? When he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. The thing that will snatch you out to church, it's your lust for the world. See, James used here a picture. And the picture is there of a fisherman that's fishing for some fish. The little fish sees this little bait. He sees this worm. And so when he sees the little worm, the little fish start going after the little worm. He said, food, and he goes on after the worm. And then he bites down on the worm, but he don't realize that a hook comes with the worm. And the next thing you know, he's being dragged. Even out of his little lake there. He's driven and dragged and snatched out of his element. The Bible says that's what happened to us. Even in the church, your lust can get the best of you, and the next thing you know, you being dragged by your lust out of the church. Just like a fish that's taken out of the water. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Let me just call up some witnesses. Can I call up some witnesses today? We can start at the beginning of the Bible and call up Sister Eve. Ask Sister Eve. Eve, what happened? I mean, you was living in paradise. I mean, everything. I mean, you had everything that you could ever imagine or think over there in paradise. What happened to you? I mean, now y'all got thorns and thistles, and now you're wearing fig clothes and stuff. I mean, what's going on? And Eve would tell you, you know, I made a mistake. I started listening to this snake. I should have known something was weird then, because that was a talking snake, and snakes don't talk. And I should have known that something must have been in that snake to make that snake talk like that. But that snake started showing me stuff about this tree over here, and talked about that if I ate off that tree, then I would be wise. If I ate off that tree, I could go from bottom, from going from God who's at the top, and then there's man, and then there's woman. I could go from the bottom to the top. If I just went on and just ate off that tree, and she ate off that tree, and her whole life was turned upside down. What happened, Eve? Eve would tell you, I just got dragged away with my own lust. And I lost my pretty little paradise all because of my lust. Oh, let me go get another one here. Let me go and get Solomon. Come here, Solomon. Well, as a matter of fact, you laying in the bed, you sick. Let me go over there and talk with you. Pay you a visit. You sick at 60. What you doing sick at 60? You getting ready to die at 60. People in Bible days, they live to be 100 and 120. And so, what you doing getting ready to die at 60. And I was looking at the temple attendance record, and I see that you built the temple, but I don't even see you attending the temple that much. I mean, what's going on? And I think Solomon would tell you, well, I didn't plan on, you know, missing the temple service so much. I mean, but God blessed me With so much. I mean, I had a lot of wine. I had a lot of women's. I had a lot of wealth. I mean, and things just got so good to me. And I went and got this foreign lady over here to be wife. And I got this foreign lady over here. And I ended up with 700 wives and 300 girlfriends on the side. And all of them was wanting them a house. So I had to build a house for this one. And then I had to build a house for that one. I had to fix this one something and give this one something and fix something for this one. And if you go talk to Solomon, Solomon would say, I guess I was being dragged away by all of my lust for the things of the world. Oh, I don't know y'all feeling me, so I got to get contemporary then. Come in, Brother Lot. Come in, Lot. What happened to you, Brother Lot? I mean, look like the end of your life was worse than the beginning. I mean, what happened? Most times when people get right with the Lord, it goes from being bad to worse. But your life... I mean, bad to good, but your life went from good to bad. What happened? Lot would tell you, well, it happened so fast. When I was staying with Daddy Abraham, or Uncle Abraham, but he was like my daddy, but that was really my uncle. Uncle Abraham, he always had a tent and an altar. He always had a place to worship. Wherever we went, he always built one of the first things that he built before he put up the tent even good. He was building an altar to worship God. And I went out and I looked and I started seeing how them pretty lights at Sodom over there. And so I just pinched my tent towards Sodom. And the next thing I know, I done built me a house down there in Sodom. And then the next thing I know, the angels was knocking at the door telling me, you better get on out of Sodom. And we was trying to get out of Sodom, but my wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. And we finally made it up there to the hills. And the next thing I know, I got drunk. And then when I got drunk, I started having sex with my oldest girl and sex with the baby girl. And the next thing I know, I got two baby boys by my girls here. What happened, Lot? Lot would just tell you it happened fast because I just got drunk. I didn't plan on it being like that. I didn't plan on being the father to my girls' babies. You talking about baby mama drama. He just got drunk. What happened? Come here. Wait a minute. I don't know if y'all feeling me. Come here. Samson. You the strong man in the Bible. I mean, you could take a jawbone of a donkey and you could kill a thousand men. But what happened to you? He would tell you, it wasn't just women's. It was the worldly women's. It wasn't the Israelites women's. It was the Philistine women's. We had some Israelite women's there in the church, but I liked them. I liked them worldly women's. See, them worldly women's will do some stuff that church women won't necessarily do. So he liked it. He fell in love with these worldly women's. And if you notice, he wanted to marry one of the worldly women's. And then he went to Gaza, which is there in Philistine. He barely escaped from the worldly women. But then he met Delilah, and he ended up laying his head in the lap of a worldly woman, and he woke up with a bad haircut. And he didn't have no more strength. He lost all his strength from messing with a worldly woman. Listen, I don't care how strong you are. Sin works on anybody. Sin do not discriminate. Let me just get one more then. What about Balaam? Balaam, this prophet. He was a prophet of God, but the Bible lets us know that he had a bad attendance record at the tabernacle. He was, a matter of fact, a lot of Bible scholars is wondering, was he really a prophet of God? Because you never saw him there at the tabernacle. See, it's wrong. There's something wrong when you see a man of God say he's a man of God, but he's never at the church of God. Something caught his eye. What caught his eye? That money caught his eye. There was a king came and made him an offer one day and told him, listen, you need to come on and put a curse on God's people and I'll pay you good. But he turned them down. And the king upped the offer, but he turned them down again. He upped the offer the third time and he made him an offer he couldn't refuse. And so he saddled his donkey, the Bible said, and he took off, man, because he was running after that money. He was going fast. He was on that donkey. But then all of a sudden, the donkey stopped. And he tried to make the donkey go, but the donkey went the other way. And so he whipped the donkey to try to get him to go back this way. But something was in the road. What was in the road? There was an angel of the Lord that was blocking the donkey. As a matter of fact, when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord had pulled his sword, the donkey just fell down. He quit trying to go to the left or quit trying to go to, in other words, he just surrendered to the angel. But Balaam didn't know it, so Balaam got off the donkey and started beating the donkey with his stick. Get up from here, donkey. And then the Bible said the donkey started talking. The donkey said, man, what's wrong with you? I'm trying to save your life. He said, you beating me? He says, I've been faithful to you. I went this way to try to save your life. I went that way to try to save your life. Because there's an angel there in the road that got a sword drawn that's ready to kill you. And the Bible says God opened his eyes. See, when you start running after money, it'll blind you. That's why you can't see what your mama and them can see. You can't see what your daddy can see. You can't see what somebody else in the church can see. They can see it, that you're getting ready to head for danger, but because you are blind. This is why James, John is saying here in the text, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. For any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, something is missing when you see people just running out of church. The love of the Father. He says, verse 17, and the world passes away, the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. See, the thing that's going to keep you in church is change your focus. Change your focus from the world to the Word. Oh, you didn't hear me, so I got to say it again. Change your focus from the world to the Word. The Bible says the world passes away and the lust thereof. See, the world is just like cotton candy. It's sweet, but it don't last long. But the Bible says he that does the will of God, oh, you'll abide forever. You'll be able to stand strong in tough times. You know, just like we see folks leaving church today, they left Jesus in Jesus' day. When Jesus had fed the 5,000, the Bible says they came back the next day looking for Jesus. They was looking for that king that could take them 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and turn them where they can feed a multitude of folks. Oh, so they wanted to make him king. But Jesus let them know, you need to have a greater commitment. He began to tell them about how they need to have a greater commitment to accept him as their Savior. A greater commitment. And when Jesus started talking about a greater commitment, start talking about a sacrificial life, then the Bible said they started leaving. Matter of fact, it weeded out the crowd. Matter of fact, it all only left 12. Matter of fact, the closer that Jesus got to the cross, the number went down. That's why Jesus even turned to his disciples and said, will you also go away? And they said, where can we go? You got the word of eternal life. And we are sure and we believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Listen, what do you want? You want the world or do you want the word? You want the world, then you're going to end up being dragged from pillar to post. But if you get in this word, and start reading this word and let this word get a hold of you. Regardless what comes in your life, regardless what goes out of your life, you can stand in that evil day. And when you done all that you can do, you can stand. You are stand for holiness. You are stand for righteousness. You can stand, even if you gotta stand by yourself, because you got an anchor, and your anchor will hold you. As I come to a close, I want to close with this story of the ugly duckling. You remember the story of the ugly duckling? You remember this duck had some little ducklings, and one of the ducklings was a little black duck. And this little black duck, because he looked different from all the other ducks, he thought something was wrong with him. So he basically had an identity crisis. And everybody started laughing at him, and see, he couldn't handle that. And so he started searching for himself. And so he tried to go and live with the chickens, but that didn't work out. He tried to live with the dogs, but that didn't work out. He tried to live with the cats, but that didn't work out. He tried to live with the hogs down at the hog pen, but that didn't work out. He tried to live with the cows, but that didn't work out. He tried to live with the sheep, but the sheep, that didn't work out. He tried to live with the goats, but that didn't work out. So he tried to live with the horses, but that didn't even work out. So he just decided to go on back home and get back down there at the pond. And when he got back down there in that pond, he saw everybody looking at him. And he was wondering, why they looking at me? And he looked down, and he saw that he had turned into a beautiful swan. You know, when we come into this world, we're like the ugly duckling. Yeah, we come into this world, and our life are messed up from the flow up. And we can't handle it because folks start talking about us. But I guarantee you, if you will just get back into the church rather than going on this long search, because you can search the world over and still can't find yourself. So what you need to do, you need to go and plant yourself in the house of the Lord. And I believe if you plant yourself in the house of the Lord and fall in love with Jesus. I say fall in love with Jesus through a process of time. In a little while, after a while, your life is going to turn out to be something beautiful. So hold on just a little while longer. I say hold on just a little while longer. I say hold on just a little while longer. For everything is going to be all right. I say everything is going to be all right. You that hear me, I say everything going to be all right. After what?
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.